Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Bereishis. That's Perek Bey's Pasuk Chav. And we pick up with what we left off last Aliyah with Vayikra Adam Shemos L'chol Abeimo Leif Hashemayim. And Adam gave names to all the animals and the birds of the heaven, L'chol Chayas Asad, and all the beasts of the field, Ula Adam Loi Matza Ezer Kenegdai. And Adam did not find a helpmate opposite him. Vayapel Hashem Lekim Tardema Ala Adam Vayishan. And Hashem cast a deep sleep onto Adam, and he slept. Vayikach Achas Mitzaloisov, and he took one of his sides, Vayizgar Basar Tachteno, and he closed flesh in its place. And Hashem built the tzela, he built that side that he took from man into a woman. And he brought her to Adam. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph together. When he brought all the animals to Adam, he brought every single species, the male and the female. Amar, Adam said to himself, all of them have a partner, and I don't have a partner. That's why right away Hashem cast him into deep sleep to make a partner for him. From one of his flanks, from one of his sides. He closed a place that he had cut the flesh off, and he slept and he took. The reason why Adam slept is so that he shouldn't see that piece of flesh that Chava was created from. This is Baza Olav, and then she's going to be embarrassed, she's going to be degraded by him. Pasuk of Bezin Rashi, Vayivin Kibinyan, he actually built woman like a building. Rechava milamata uktsar milamala, wide below and narrow above. Lekabel vlad, that's in order to be able to hold a child. Ka'otzer shalchitim, just like a storage house of grain. Shu rechav milamata v'katzar milamala, it's wide below and narrow above. Shlo yachbin masoy al kirosav, so that it shouldn't weigh heavily against the walls. That's actually how a woman is shaped. Vayivin esatzela le'isha lehiyois isha, to be a woman. Back to Chomesh Pasuk of Gimel. Vayemer ha'adam, and Adam said, Zois ha'pam, this time, etzem e'atzamai, it's a bone of my bones, ubasar m'bsari, and flesh from my flesh, l'zois yikari isha, she shall be called isha, ki me ish lukacha zois, because she was taken from ish. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, Zois ha'pam, melame, this teaches us, sheba adam al kol behemah v'chayo, that Adam was with all the behemoths and chayos, v'loy niskara daitai, but his mind wasn't settled, ajaba al chava, until he was with chava, l'zois yikari isha, ki me ish, lashon neifel lashon, this is an expression falling on another expression. We see in lashon ha'kodesh that one word is built from another word. Ish and Isha are related. It's the same word. Mikan Nevar Ha'olam B'Lashon HaKodesh. We see from here that the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, Al Ken Yazav Ishes Aviv's Imoy. Therefore, a man is going to leave his father and mother, V'Davak B'Ishtai, and cling to his wife, V'Hayu L'Basar Echad, and they're going to be one flesh. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalet, Al Ken Yazav Ish, Ruach HaKodesh Amar Eskein. This is not Adam saying this. This is Ruach HaKodesh saying this. Lesar Al B'nei Noach HaSarayas. This is forbidding B'nei Noach, meaning non Jews, forbidden relationships. L'Basar Echad, how do man and wife become one flesh? Havlad Noach HaDesh. A child is created through both of them, v'sham nasa b'sarim echad, and that's how their flesh becomes one in that child. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Hey, vayu shnei marumim. Both of them were unclothed, ha'adam v'ishtai, man and his wife, v'leis b'shashu, and they were not embarrassed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Hey, v'leis b'shashu, shlei hayu yaitim derech tznias. They didn't know the ways of modesty, l'havchin mein time l'ra, to know the difference between good and bad, and v'afal b'shin nitna b'idea l'kris shemes. Even though he did have the das in order to call all the animals their names, le'n yitain b'yitzar hara ad achlam n'eitz. The yitzar hara, the drive to do evil, wasn't put in him until he ate from the tree. Then he got the Yetzirah, and he knew the difference between good and bad, and only then he recognized he was unclothed. Back to Chumash, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph. And the snake, he was more cunning than all the beasts of the field, Asher Asa Hashem Lekim, that Hashem made. And he said to the woman, did Hashem say not to eat from the trees of the garden? Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. What does this have to do with over here? The next pasuk should have been Hashem made these garments of skin and he clothed them with them. We just finished saying that Adam and Chava did not have any garments, so the next pasuk should have been that Hashem made garments for them. This is coming to teach you, why is it that Nachash jumped onto them? He saw that they were unclothed, they were being involved in marital relations in front of everyone, and he desired Chava. Proportionate to his cunningness and his greatness, that's how great his downfall was. Arum Mikol, and Arum Mikol, he was more cursed than all them. Afki Amar, Shema Armelachem, perhaps did Hashem tell you, Loi Seichel Mikol, that you're not allowed to eat from any of the trees? Now, Vafel Pisha Roy, some Eichel Mishar Pears, even though the snake saw them eating from all the fruits, here Bolad Dvarim, he increased, he added on a whole lot of words, he was just talking a lot, Kadesha Tishivenu, so she should respond to him, Viavel Dabra Baisel Eitz, so they could come to talking about that tree, the Eitz Hadas. Back to Chumash Pazuk Beis, Vatemer Ishal Anachash, and the woman said to the snake, we're allowed to eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden, but from the fruit fruit of the tree that's in the middle of the garden, Amar Elokim, Hashem said, Lo yisaych lo imenu, you're not allowed to eat from it. V'lo yisigu bay, and you're not allowed to touch it. Pentamusun, lest you die. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, V'lo yisigu bay, hayisif ala tzivui, she added on to Hashem's commandment, l'fikach bali de geroin, that's why she came to this negative, she ended up doing this avera. Hushanemar, that's why it says in Mishlei, al tosef al devarav, don't add on to Hashem's words. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalid, V'yemar nachash al isha, the nachash said to the woman, Lo yisaych lo imenu, you're not going to die. Ki yadei alekim, because Hashem knows, ki b'yemach al chem imenu, on the day that you eat from that tree, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes are going to be opened, v'yisem kelekim, and you're going to be just like Hashem, yadei taivara, that knows the difference between good and bad. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalid, Lo yisaych lo imenu, the chafa at shenagabai, he actually pushed her until she touched it. Amar lo, he told her, kashem she'en misa benegia, just like there's no death if you touch it, you see, you just touched it and you didn't die, kach en misa bachila, so too, you're not going to die if you eat it. Next Pasuk in Rashi, ki yadea, for Hashem knows, kol uman sonei b'nei umnasai, every craftsman hates others that do his craft as well. Minho etz achal ubaras ha'olam, he ate from the tree and he created the world, v'yisim kelekim yetzer elamis, and you're going to be just like Hashem, you're going to be able to create worlds as well, and that's why Hashem said not to eat from it, but you're not going to die. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, v'tehiro isha, and the woman saw, ki toivo etz lamachal, that this tree was good to eat, v'chisava hu leinaim, and it was a delight to the eyes, v'nechmara etz lahaskel, and it was desirable for comprehension, v'tikach mipiri v'toichal, and she took from its fruit and she ate, v'titen gam le'isha ima v'yoichal, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate as well. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Vatehiro isha rasa dvarv shel nachash, she was convinced by the words of the nachash. Not that she saw with her eyes, she was convinced. V'henula, and they appealed to her, v'aminatu, and she believed him. Ki toivo etz li'es kelekim, it's good that you're going to become like Hashem. V'chisav hu le'inayim, k'maysh amr la'i kitoldo, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes are going to be opened. V'nechma l'haskil, k'maysh amr la'i kitoldo, yaydei taivara. And v'titin gam l'isha, sh'lei tamas hi. She gave to her husband so that she shouldn't be the only one to die, v'yichyehu, and that he'll live, v'yisa acheres, and marry someone else. Gam is the rabbi's behemoth v'chayo, even the behemoth and chayas. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, v'tipo kachne ene shnehem. Both of their eyes were opened, v'yedu, and then they knew ki yirumim him, that they were unclothed, v'yisperua le te'ena, and they sewed together fig leaves, v'yasu lehem chagaris, and they made belts or aprons for themselves. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, v'tipo kachne, linyan chachma dibra kosov. Over here, the Pasuk is talking about this chachma, v'loyle inyan ri'ya mamash, not actually talking about vision, v'soifa mikra mechiach, and the end of the Pasuk proves that by saying, v'yedu ki yirumim him. Afasumi yedek shu erim. Rashi says, even a blind person knows that he's unclothed. Elamal vayedu ki erumim him. What does that mean? They knew that they were unclothed. Mitzvah achas haisa biyadam. They had only one mitzvah that they had to keep to, v'nis artulu himena, and they became unclothed from it, meaning they didn't even keep to that mitzvah. Alei te'ena, hu eitz shachlu imenu. That's actually a tree that they ate from. It was a fig tree. But davar sheniskakulu, the matter that they messed up in, bain niskenu, they fixed themselves up with that. Aval shar ha'etzim, all the other trees, mino militul aleihem, they did not allow them to take leaves from them. Now Rashi asks, why doesn't the Pasuk tell us what type of tree it was? Why does it just call it the tree? So we answer, that's because Hashem doesn't want to bother or afflict any of his creations. So the other trees, so that everyone shouldn't embarrass the fig tree and say, this is what caused the world to be struck because of it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, they heard the sound of Hashem going through the garden, and man and his wife hid because of Hashem Elokim, b'soich etz hagan, among the trees of the garden. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, an important Rashi, v'yishmu'u, yesh midrashi ha'gadu rabim, there's many midrashim over here, u'kvar sidrum rabbisein al-machanim, b'reshis rabim, b'shar midrashis, and our Chazal already arranged them in Bereshis Rab and other Midrashim. Vani loy basi, Rashi says, I'm only coming el l'pshuta shel mikra to explain the simple understanding of the Pasuk, u'lagada ha'meyashevez divrei ha'mikra davar dabur alefanov, just explain it in a way which resolves each word stated. Vayishmu, ma'ashamu, what did they hear? Shamu eskel ha'kashbarchu shahayim eshalach bagan, they heard the sound, the voice of Hashem going throughout the garden. L'ruach hayoim, what does that mean? To the direction of the day. L'oisei ruach shahashemesh ba'a misham, to the direction that the sun came to there. V'zuhi ma'aravis, this is the west part of the sky. Shalaf nice erev, because towards the evening, Cham Mairev, the sun is in the west. Vahim Sarchu Basiris, and they sinned in the 10th hour, the 10 out of 12 daylight hours, so it's closer towards the evening, and that's where the sun was. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Hashem Lekim El Adam, and Hashem called out to Adam, Vayyam Rulay, and he said to him, Ayeka, where are you? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Ayeka, Yedeya Haya Hechanhu. Of course Hashem knew where Adam was. Eldi Kanes Imu Bidvarim, he wanted to start a conversation with him, Shalaye Nivol Hashiv Imyani Sheo Pesim, so he shouldn't be startled and not respond. respond to him if he's going to punish him suddenly. That's why he just decided to start, so to speak, a slow conversation, an easy conversation. Also with Kayin, Hashem said to him, "Ei Hevel Chicha, where's Hevel your brother?" Of course he knew where Hevel was. And Mechin Bebilam, he asked him, "Mi Anashem Eila Imach, who are these men with you?" Of course he knew who the men were. Likanis Imam Bedvarim, he simply just wanted to start a conversation with them. Mechin Bechizkiyo, Beshluchim Redech Baladon. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud. Bayomer, so Adam said, "As Kayocha Shamati Bagon, I heard your sound in the garden, Va'ira, and I was afraid, Ki Erma Noichi, because I was unclothed, Ve'chaveh, so I hid." Bayomer, and Hashem said, "Mi Higid Lecha, who told you, Ki Erma Ata, that you're unclothed? Hamino Eitha Shirtzi Visich, Levilti Acham Meno Achalta, did you eat from the tree that you were commanded not to eat from?" Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. "Mi Higid Lecha, Me'ayin Lecha Ladas, Ma Baishas Yesh Ba'amid Erim, how did you know that there's some sort of embarrassment in being unclothed?" Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Adam, so Adam said, "Ha'isha Asher Nosata Imadi, the woman that you gave to be with me, he nas nalimino etzva oichel, she gave to me from the tree and I ate." Let's just see Rashi quickly over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Asher Nosata Imadi, Kan Kafar Bataiva over here, he was ungrateful to the good that Hashem did for him. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Hashem Lekim La'isha, so now Hashem said to the woman, "Mazay Sasis, what did you do?" Vatimer Isha, and the woman said, "Hanachash Hishiyan Ve'oichel, the snake, he deceived me, he tricked me and I ate." Vayomer Hashem Lekim La'nachash, so Hashem said to the snake, "Ki asisa zois, because you did this, arurat mikol abehemo mikol chayas asadeh, you are more cursed than all the animals and all the beasts of the field. Al gachincha telech, you shall go on your belly, va'afar toichal kol yimei chayecha, and you shall eat dust your entire life. Ve'eva ashes bencho ben ha'isha, and I'm going to place a hatred between you and the woman, ubein zaracho ubein zara, and between your offspring and her offspring. Hu yishuv charosh, he's going to pound your head, va'atat teshuvenu akev, and you're going to hiss at his heel." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yedalid. Ki asisa zois, because you did this, and note over here that Hashem did not ask the snake, "Why is it that you did that?" like he asked Adam and Chava. And mikan we learn from here, says Rashi, "She'ein mahapchen b'schusa shalmeses," we're not going to turn over, we're not going to look for the merit of someone who incited another one to do an avera. She'ilu shala, because if Hashem would have asked the snake, "Lama asis zais, why did you do that?" Ha'ilay l'hashav, it could have responded, "Devar Rav, devar Talmud, devar Mishayman." If the Rebbe said something and the Talmud said something, who do you listen to? You listen to the Rebbe, of course. So the snake would have been able to get out of it, but since he incited them to do an avera, he's not given a second chance. Mikol abeim mikol chayas asada. Now ask Rashi, if he's going to be more cursed from all animals, for sure he's going to be more cursed than all the beasts. So Amid Rabbi Seinu measures them, Maseches Becharis, Chazal explained this, allow me to teach us, the days of pregnancy of the snake is 7 years long. You're going to go on your belly, the snake actually used to have legs, and they were cut off, so now he slithers on his belly. The next pasuk in Rashi, your whole intention was that Adam should die when he eats first, and then you're going to be able to marry Chava. And the only reason why you went to speak to Chava in the first place is that's because women are easily convinced, and they know how to convince their husbands. Therefore, there's going to be hatred between you and the woman because you wanted the woman, so now there's going to be hatred between you and her. You're not going to have any height, you're not going to be high up, you're going to have to bite him on his heel, and even from there you're going to cause him death. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dezayin, El Ha'isha Amar, to the woman he said, Harba arba itzvanech v'herinech, I'm going to greatly increase your suffering and pregnancy. Be'etzav tel dibanim, with pain you shall bear children, vel ishech tshukaseich, and your desire is going to be for your husband, v'hu yim shalbach, but he's going to rule over you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezayin, itzvanech zetzar gidul banim, this is the pain of raising children, v'herinech zetzar ha'ibor, this is the pain of pregnancy, be'etzav tel dibanim zetzar leda, this is the actual pain of childbirth, vel ishech tshukaseich latashmesh, you're going to be desirous to him for Tashmish. And Rafal Pikin, even though you're going to desire him like this, you're not going to be able to ask him verbally. Elohim Shabbach, he's going to rule over you. Everything's going to come from him and not from you. Your desire. Back to Chomesh Yud Zayin, Ula Adam Amar, and to Adam he said, because you listened to the voice of your wife, and you ate from the tree that I commanded you, saying, don't eat from it, the ground is going to be cursed because of you. Through suffering you shall eat from it, all the days of your life. And thorns and thistles are going to sprout for you, and you're going to eat the vegetation of the field. By the sweat of your brow you're going to eat bread. Until you return to the earth, from it you were taken, for you are offer, and you shall return to offer. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Aru Adama Bavurecha, Tal Lecha Dvar Marurim, it's going to bring up for you cursed things. Kigain, for example, Zvuvim, flies, Paraishim, fleas, Unimalim, and ants. Now, why is it the ground is cursed because of Adam? Why isn't Adam cursed? So, Mashal Yetzel Tarbisra, this is a parable to someone who goes goes off on a bad path. He starts doing bad things. Vabrias makalois, and who do people curse? Shadayim shianak mehem, the breast that he nursed from, meaning they curse his parents. And Adam came from the earth, so therefore the earth was cursed. The next pasuk in Rashi, v'katz v'dardar tatzmiach lach ha'aretz, the ground is going to bring forth katz and dardar, thorns and thistles. K'shetizre'enu mina zraim, when you plant all sorts of things, tatzmiach katz v'dardar, thorns and thistles are going to sprout. Kondes v'akavios, artichokes and cordoons, v'hein nechalan ayde tikun, you could eat them, but you have to fix them up, you have to cook them. V'chaltas esav asada, ask Rashi, ma klala hizu, what type of curse is this? V'loi b'bracha nemerloi, earlier on the pasuk told us, and it was actually bracha, hinei nusati l'chem is called esav zera. Here you have all the plants of the field and you're allowed to eat them. So Rashi explains, Elama Amar Khan Beresha Inyan, what did it say at the beginning of this topic? Aruro Hadam Bavurecha, the ground is cursed because of you, but Savan Techalena, you're going to eat through suffering. Vachari Tzavan, and after the suffering, the Kutz Vedata Tatsmiachlach, Kishezer and the Kitnias, when you plant kitnias, legumes, Ayurakas Gina, or different vegetables of the garden, Hitatsmiachlcha, it's going to sprout for you, Kutz and Vedardarim, Mushar Isfeasade, Vakarcha Techlem, and you're going to have to eat them against your will, meaning you're going to plant yummy, delicious things, like peppers and cucumbers, and then it's just going to end up growing thorns and thistles, and you're going to have to eat that. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Vayikra Adam Shem Ishtoi Chava, and Adam called the name of his wife Chava, Ki Hi Haisa Em Kochai, because she now is the mother of all living. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, Vayikra Adam, Chazar Kasa Linyanei Rishain. Now we're going back to the original topic we were talking about before this whole discussion, Vayikra Adam Shemais, that Adam was calling names to all the animals, Balihispek El Ametcha, and the only reason why we stopped is to teach you, Shaidei Kriyas Shemais Nizdav Goy Chava, that because he was calling them their names, that's why he had Chava given to him. Like it said in the pasuk, Adam didn't find a partner. Therefore, Vayapel Tardema, Hashem put him to sleep. And because it says, Vayushne Marumim, they're both unclothed, that's why we have this whole topic of the snake. To teach you that since he saw them unclothed, and he saw them being involved in marital relations, so the snake desired Chava, and therefore it came with this cunningness and with this sly trickery. But now we're going back to this original topic, that Adam is giving everyone names, so he gave Chava a name, and why was her name Chava? Neufel al shein Chaya, this is actually an expression of Chaya, of life, of living. Shem Chaya is valdei seha, that she gives life to her children. Kasher taimar, me haivel Adam bil shein Chaya. Back to Chomish Pasuk of Aleph, Vayas Hashem alikim la Adam ul ishtai kasnais ar ve'al bishem, and Hashem made for Adam and his wife kasnais ar, garments of skin, and he clothed them with that. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Aleph, kasnais ar, yesh divrei agada ayrim, there are chazal that say, chalokim kitziparin hayu medubakim al ayren, they were smooth like a fingernail, and they were attached, they were very close to their skin. Yesh ayrim, and some say, davar haba min ha'ar, it was something that came from skin, kagayin tzemar navim shu rach v'cham, just like wool from rabbits, which is soft and warm. V'aslam kasnais menu, and Hashem made them these garments from it, and he clothed them with these garments. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.